Maseches Nagarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. The majority of this perek, this chapter, talks about the feature that exists in certain Nagarim on a person's skin that is a healthy patch of skin in the middle of the Nega. That would define the Nega as Tzara'as. And we've already seen in the beginning of this perek, this chapter, that the minimum size that a Nega needs to be is the size of a bean, a gris. And the minimum size of the patch of healthy skin in the middle of it is an area of 2 hairs by 2 hairs, which is equivalent roughly to the size of a lentil. But Haris Kagris, if there is a nega that is the size of a gris, a bean, uvo micha kadosha, and in the middle of that nega is a patch of healthy skin, which is the size of a lentil, these are the two minimum sizes, minimum amounts for the nega and for the healthy patch of skin. The first scenario the Mishnah talks about is where Rav Saha Baheres, the nega, the Baheres part, Baheres is as white as snow, it's the brightest of the 4 shades of white that a nega could be. This is an example that the Mishnah uses constantly, but the same would apply to all the Negoim. And the Mishnah says that if the Nega part, the white part, expands outwards, then Tameya, the Nega, is Tomei. Essentially, there is an additional reason why the Nega is Tomei, because the Nega expanded in size. So apart from the fact that it has a patch of healthy skin in the middle, even if the patch of healthy skin would later disappear, the Nega would still be Tomei as a result of the expansion of its size outwards. Next, second scenario, Nismata, if the Nega itself, the white part, decreases in size, it moves inwards. So now, although the patch of healthy skin is large enough, the overall size of the Nega is too small, and therefore, Tahira, the Nega would be ruled pure. It's too small to be considered Tzara'as. The third scenario is Rav Saha Michya. If the patch of healthy skin in the middle expanded outwards, some Mishnayos read Tmeya, the truth is the Bar Tanura, and many read over here in the Mishnah Tahira, that the Nega would be pure, and the reason for this is because although the patch of healthy skin is still large enough, it's even larger than it was until now, however, the size of the Nega is too small, there's not a space of 2 hairs on all sides around the healthy patch of skin. Now, we learned in the previous Mishnah that in order for the Nega to be considered Tzara'as, there needs to be an area of at least 2 by 2 hairs surrounding the entire patch of healthy skin. So if the healthy skin expanded, that means that the nega part, the white part, is now smaller and too small to be considered Tzara'as, alright? The fourth and final scenario of the Mishnah is Nismata. If the patch of healthy skin reduced in size, it moved inwards, even though the nega part, the white part, is possibly larger now. However, the patch of healthy skin is too small to be a feature that would turn the Nega into Tzara'as. Now, although the Mishnah says that he is pure, that doesn't mean that he's ruled definitively to be pure. Rather, there's no reason, there's no feature that says that the Nega should be Tzara'as, and therefore the person will be told to return after a week of being by himself to the Kohen for an additional examination. Now, it's important to take note of the fact that sometimes when the Mishnah says Tahira, that the Nega is ruled to be pure, it means that it's ruled to be definitively pure, and the person will be told he can go home, and that's it. However, there are certain cases where when the Mishnah says that Tahira it's pure, that just means that there's no feature to define it as definite Tzara'as. But it could be that it's considered to be that the Nega remained the same, so he would need to return and be by himself to come back for another examination at the end of the next week. So in the final case of this Mishnah, that is what it means. Whereas in the earlier cases where the Nega itself was too small, then the Nega is totally pure. Mishnah Gimel. Baharis Kagris, if there is a Nega where the white part, the actual Nega, is the size of a gris, overall, including the healthy patch in the middle, and uvo michro pechusa mikadosha, in the middle of this Nega, is a patch of healthy skin that is smaller than a lentil. So it's currently too small to be considered a feature that would define the Nega as Tzara'as. However, the overall size of the Nega is large enough, so the person will be told to be by himself, and to return to the Kohen at the end of that week for an additional examination. Meanwhile, Rav Saha Baheres, the Nega, the white part of the Nega, expanded in size. Tameya, the Nega would be Tomei, as Tzara'as, even though the patch of healthy skin in the middle is still too small, we don't even need the patch of healthy skin anymore, because the actual Nega expanded in size. this matter. What happens if the nega part, the white part of the nega, reduced in size, it came inwards. Now the overall size of the nega is smaller than the size of a bean. So to Hoira, it would be ruled as being pure, totally. He wouldn't even need to wait for another week for another examination, because the nega is too small to be a nega. Third scenario, Rov Sahamichya, if the patch of healthy skin in the middle of the nega expanded outwards until it was the size of a lentil, Tameya, the nega would be ruled as tsara'as, as long as the healthy patch of skin doesn't expand even more than that. If it expands to be larger than the size of a lentil, that would mean that the nega part of it is now too small. Alright, and the fourth scenario is where Nismata, the patch of healthy skin became smaller. If it became smaller, that essentially means that the nega which was surrounding it spread inwards. That essentially expanded, but it expanded inwards. Rabbi Meir says that this nega would be ruled as tsara'as, based on the fact that the nega spread. Every case of the nega spreading is essentially healthy skin becoming filled with the nega. It doesn't make a difference in this case that the healthy skin is in the middle of the nega. However, the Chachom say that the nega would be ruled to be pure, that is to say, there is no feature that defines it as tsara'as. It could be that the person will need to remain by himself for another week and return for another examination. But according to the Chachamim, this is not considered to be a nega spreading, she'ena nega pesel eseicha, because the spreading of a nega inwards is not a way of considering the nega tsara'as, only if it spreads outwards. Mishnah Dalet, Baharis Yisrael Mekagris, if the nega part, the white part, which is not healthy skin, is larger than the size of a bean, it's larger than the minimum amount needed for it to be considered a nega, uvo michir yisrael mekagadasha, and in the middle of it is a patch of healthy skin that is also larger than a lentil. It's larger than the minimum size that it needs to be. And we're assuming there is still surrounding that healthy patch of skin, there is a nega that takes up at least the length of two hairs surrounding the entire patch of healthy skin. Rabu and Ismatu, if the nega, the white part, or the healthy patch become larger, they expand, or they become smaller, Tomein, the nega will remain, will be considered Tomei, it will be considered Tsara'as, or Vajlei Smatu Mikashir, as long as the nega doesn't end up being too small, smaller than the minimum size that it needs to be, as long as there is a patch of healthy skin in the middle of it that is at least the size of a lentil, and surrounding that patch of healthy skin is the nega itself, the white, and it's at least the length of two hairs. In all of those scenarios, the nega would be considered tsara'as. Mishnah Hey, Baharis Kagris, if there is a nega that is the size of a bean, the minimum size, umicha ka'adosho makafta, and there is a patch of healthy skin surrounding the outside of the nega, the chutz la'michya, and on the outside of the healthy patch of skin, around that is Baharis a nega. So essentially, there's a large nega, and inside that nega is a strip, really a square of healthy skin, and inside of that healthy skin is an additional nega. So the healthy skin ends up being just a patch surrounding the inner nega. Hapnimis, the inner nega, does not have a healthy patch of skin in the middle of it, and therefore, Lahaskir, the verdict with regards to that nega is that it needs to be left for a week and examined again at the end of that week. Vachitzoino, whereas the outer nega, that has a healthy patch of skin on its inside, and we're discussing a scenario where the patch of healthy skin is at least two hairs wide, so the outer nega has such a healthy patch on its inside. And therefore, lahachlit, it would be defined as definite tsara'as, because it has this feature of a healthy patch of skin inside the nega. However, Omar Rabbi Yossi said, ein hamichya siman tumah lachitzoino, the patch of healthy skin, the strip of healthy skin, is not considered to be a feature that would define the outer nega as being tomei, impure, tsara'as. Shehabaheres the seicha, because there is a different nega inside that healthy patch of skin, and only a healthy patch of skin that is just a patch of only healthy skin, only such a feature would define the nega as tsara'as. It's not considered to be a michya that the Torah talked about if it is not fully healthy skin. Now, the continuation of the Mishnah is going to assume the opinion of the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, that the healthy strip of skin is sufficient to be a feature that would define the outer nega as being tsaras, since it does have inside of it an area of healthy skin. And the Mishnah says, Nismat of a holchala, if the strip of healthy skin became smaller, or if it disappeared, Rabban Gamliel says, Ime bifnim hikala, if the strip of healthy skin diminished in size because of the inner nega, the inner nega is what spread over the healthy skin, then simon pisrein lapnimis, this is a feature that would define the inner nega as being tome, based on the fact that it expanded in size, it spread outwards. So the inner nega would be tome as tsaras, v'achitzayna tohira, whereas the outer nega would now be tohar, it would be pure, because the healthy strip of skin is now narrower than the area taken up by two hairs. It's too small to be considered a feature that would make the outer nega tome. In the bachutz, and if the nega spread over the healthy part of the skin from the outside, it's the outer nega that spread over the healthy part. Haritzayna tahira, the outer nega would be ruled as definitely being tahar, pure, because it doesn't have any patch of healthy skin in the inside. And the fact that it's spread inwards, according to this Mishnah, like the opinion of the Chachomim in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, the spreading of the nega inwards is not considered to be a feature that would define the nega as tsaras, only if it spreads outwards. The panimis, whereas the nega on the inside, the inner nega, la haskir, would be left for a week, and the person would need to return to the kohen at the end of that week for an examination. The name for such a person is a metzora musgor, somebody who is left literally closed up by himself for a week, because essentially it has remained the same. Now Rabbi Akiva says, Beinkach uveinkach, whether it's the outer nega that spread over the healthy part of the skin, or if it's the inner nega that spread over that strip of healthy skin, in both cases, tahira, both of the negoim would remain pure. According to Rabbi Akiva, even in a case where the inner nega spread outwards, it is not considered to be like a regular case where a nega expands in its size. Because only when it expands and develops in an area of totally normal skin that until now had no connection with Negaim, only then does the expansion of the Nega define it as being Tsaras. But over here, it expanded over an area of healthy skin, but it's not regular healthy skin, it's healthy skin which is part of a different Nega. Such a spread and an expansion of the inner Nega would not define it as Tsaras, unlike in most scenarios where the nega expands outwards.